Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Huge title change on Raw. A WWE legend could be added to the Royal Rumble. And
when Orange Cassidy hits, I think it's going to be a mainstream massive hit. I don't think they understand the amount of money they can make.
My name's Tom Campbell. For Tuesday, January the 21st, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Eric may be out. No. Stop! Oh! A stop of Seth Rollins! Murphy moving past the official.
That's got to do it.
Cover.
That's got to do
it.
It did do it.
We got new tag team champions. Here are your winners. And the new Raw Tag Team Champions, Buddy Murphy and the Monday Night Messiah, Seth Rollins.
Well, how about it, Vic? Are you a believer now?
Big finish to Monday Night Raw as Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy became the new WWE Raw Tag Team Champions. Finally unseating the Viking Raiders, who've had those belts since the 14th of October. It's been quite the run, but it came to an end last night. So we got the match made in the early part of the show, after an altercation between the Viking Raiders, Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens, and Seth Rollins' team of Akam, Razor, and the newly invited into the church, Buddy Murphy. This led to the tag team main event that we saw with the titles on the line. And we have ourselves new tag champions. This is the first belt that Murphy has won in WWE. Obviously, in NXT, he was a tag team champion there. But this is the first one on Monday nights. For Seth, however, this puts him up there in very elite company. This is his sixth time as a tag team champion. He's held the titles with Roman Reigns, Jason Jordan, twice with Dean Ambrose, and once with Braun Strowman. And now with Buddy Murphy. He's had a fair few friends over the years. Also last night on Monday Night Raw, we had the ladder match between Andrade and Rey Mysterio and a mixed tag team match as Bobby Lashley teamed with Lana to face Rusev and Liv Morgan. In terms of from Raw last night, for me personally, there was lots of great wrestling, but one thing that stood out to me that I really liked, the Rumble by the Numbers video is back. And I always like them. This is the video where every year they update it and they break down like number of entrants in the Rumble, like how, like the most eliminations, how people have been eliminated, how people have survived it and stuff like that. They break it all down. It's a really fun video.
Since its debut in 1988, a mammoth total of 1,070 competitors have entered the Rumble. Combine their heights and you're talking over six Eiffel Towers of superstar. Of those 1,070 who have entered, 1,034 have found themselves eliminated by the end of the night. A record 13 of those superstars were eliminated in a single rumble by the 6'8" monster among men, Braun Strowman. Get his hands!
There was some great wrestling on Raw. I don't want you to think that my only takeaway from Raw was a pre-produced video package. There was loads of good stuff.
During every elimination, I look into the eyes of my opponent as I toss him over the top rope and watch as his hope faded away when his feet hit the ground. A WrestleMania dream turned into a nightmare, all because of me. And I have to admit, It was a lot of fun.
PW Insider are reporting that Kane is set to make a surprise appearance in the Royal Rumble this coming Sunday. Obviously, we had Kane talking about the Royal Rumble from SmackDown, which you heard just then. And he's right, you know. Like, no one's played the game quite like he has. Possibly the best performer in the Royal Rumble match ever. So he's been in 19 Royal Rumbles, which is more than anybody else. I think Shawn Michaels and Big Show have done 12. So they're the only ones that are closest to him. So he's storming it. He has the records for most eliminations. In those 19 Royal Rumbles, he has eliminated 42 people. And he has spent a cumulative total of 3 hours and 33 minutes in Royal Rumble matches, which is the fourth highest in the history of the match. So Kane has got a good bit of history in the Royal Rumble. So to see him would be a really fun surprise in the match itself. Now, obviously, the suggestion is that he may be a part of the Royal Rumble show, but not necessarily in the Rumble match, as we know that Kane was involved in the Daniel Bryan Fiend / Bray Wyatt angle from Friday. So possibly his appearance could be surrounding that particular match. But I feel like if you're going to have Kane back for just the one night, you should put him in the Rumble. It's always great. One thing I love about the Rumble is the surprise entrance that we get. There's always some really nice, warm surprises that turn up. Kane would be a great one to have in there as well. Who knows? We could be seeing Kane in the Rumble. He ain't winning it. He's not winning it. But it'd be nice to see him in there. Meanwhile, on AEW, we've got two more matches added to Dynamite on a Boat. Chris Jericho's Rock and Rager at C2 set sail yesterday, and I've seen some pictures from the boat itself, and it looks incredible. Thousands of fans packed onto the boat. The ring is set up. There's an incredible music stage set up for live music. And the wrestlers are currently mingling around. If you are on the Rock and Rager and you're listening to this podcast, what are you doing? Get out there and enjoy the boat. Don't be listening to this. Because the wrestlers are mingling around. There's a photo that's doing the rounds on Reddit, which is Dean Ambrose walking around the boat, but still with a plaster over his eye. Living the gimmick. Living the gimmick. We've had two more matches announced for the show as the boat makes its way towards the Bahamas. On the boat, we will see Priscilla Kelly take on Dr. Britt Baker. This is Priscilla Kelly's first appearance in AEW since she was in the Women's Casino Battle Royale back at All Out. Also, we're going to get MJF going one-on-one with Joey Janela. MJF's got a lot of heat behind him at the moment as we get ready for in coming weeks to see Wardlow and Cody in the steel cage match. MJF is going to be a heat magnet on that boat. I'm surprised nobody throws him over. He was meant to be facing Phoenix, but as we talked about last week, Phoenix suffered an injury during his tag match, and possibly he's taken some time away. We don't know the full extent of the injury that he suffered, but we know that he's now not a part of the boat trip, unfortunately. And this is great news for Chris Jericho and for fans of the Rock and Rager experience as well, because he announced yesterday evening that even before the second cruise has got underway properly, there will be a Rock and Rager Wrestling Cruise at Sea 3 that will take place next year. It's called Rock and Rager at Sea Triple Whammy on February the 1st through the 5th, 2021. Starting in Miami and traveling to the Bahamas and a whole load of wrestling and all that other good stuff on there as well. So if you've missed it this year, don't worry. They're doing another very soon. We have an update on Jeff Hardy. His next court appearance in Moore County in North Carolina is going to be Monday, the 6th of April, which is the day after WrestleMania 36. Now, this pretty much puts the kibosh on Jeff Hardy making an appearance anytime between now and WrestleMania, if that is the case. This goes back to last year, 3rd of October, when Jeff Hardy was arrested by police in Moore County, saying that there was talk of a careless driver. When they located Hardy's car, he was found to be carrying a case of beer, and it looked like He had dried blood on his nose, wasn't in a condition to drive at all, should not have been driving. Hardy failed the field sobriety test, and according to the report, he was uncooperative when asked for a breathalyzer or a blood sample. So the court case continues, and he'll be in front of the court again the day after WrestleMania 36. So there'll be a reluctance to put Jeff Hardy on television until all this is done and dusted. So if you were hoping maybe to see Jeff Hardy turn up at WrestleMania, anytime between now and WrestleMania, it doesn't look likely. Could we be seeing the return of a former WWE star? Well, it looks like it. Now, the Canadian Wrestling Elite, the promotion based in, obviously, Canada, had Shannon Moore booked for a show for this weekend. However, they announced that Shannon Moore was forced to back out of the show due to, and I quote, an unexpected WWE obligation. There was also a post on Facebook from the Canadian Wrestling Elite that noted that Shannon Moore had a contractual obligation to WWE that will now require his presence later this month. Pat Tanaka is going to be on those shows instead. Big old legend Pat Tanaka getting amongst it. So, if you have maybe a cheeky bet on Shannon Moore being in the Royal Rumble, well, I think you might be about to win some money. It looks like he could be a part of either the Royal Rumble or maybe somehow finds his way into Worlds Collide on Saturday. I don't know how, but like, if Shannon Moore's coming back, I think he'd be a nice fit on NXT. It could just be a one-off, a one-and-done in the Royal Rumble. We'll find out. Look out for Shannon Moore over Royal Rumble weekend. Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 3 is shaping up. We found out yesterday that we are going to see Minoru Suzuki in action at Bloodsport 3. That is an event that is well and truly built for Minoru Suzuki. Also, we found out that the former WWE Tag Team Champion, Davey Boy Smith Jr., is going to be a part of it as well. Officially announced on Twitter last night, Suzuki and Davey Boy Smith Jr. have different opponents. They're not facing each other. That's another day. Event goes down on April the 2nd, headlined by Josh Barnett versus Jon Moxley. Big old mixed martial arts wrestling type event. If you want something that is an absolute palate cleanser for your pro wrestling needs, then don't look any further than Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 3. Mark Henry was talking on a recent edition of Busted Open Radio about Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor just this weekend had a phenomenal return to form in the Octagon. McGregor talked about professional wrestling previously, and Mark Henry had a few things to say on that. This is based on comments from back in 2016 when Conor McGregor said, "I didn't mean no disrespect to WWE fans. What I meant to say was I'd slap the head off your entire roster and twice on Sundays." The words of Conor McGregor. Mark Henry said the following: "I welcome any 140-pound or less guy on the planet to come and slap my face. I will tear your skin off and I will hang your skin in my closet. There's 50 guys in that WWE locker room that would hand him his ass, just so you know. So don't think for one second that a 140-pound dude is going to go in there and survive against Braun Strowman." Strong words by the world's strongest man. New Japan have released promo videos ahead of their tour in America starting Friday in Tampa, Florida. The videos confirm that Kota Ibushi, Hiroshi Tanahashi, Chase Owens and Lance Archer are going to be part of the tour. If you are up to see New Japan in America, you're going to get some belter matches if Ibushi and Tanahashi are there. Chase Owens and Lance Archer getting amongst it as well. I feel like Lance Archer and Chase Owens will be these guys that will be a seminal part of New Japan's US roster when they launch a US promotion properly. But to have guys like Kota Ibushi and Tanahashi popping in, mixing it up as well, doesn't hurt either. Fight Factory Pro Wrestling in Ireland have announced that their performer Valkyrie has signed a contract with NXT UK. She actually debuted on Friday night at the NXT UK tapings in York using the name Aoife Valkyrie. And you know what? Very impressive. Great look, great style, and some big things on NXT UK for Aoife Valkyrie. Now, speculation forever on this. We talked yesterday about the possibility of, now Taya Valkyrie is no longer the Knockouts champion, whether or not she'll make an appearance in the Women's Royal Rumble on Sunday. I don't know how I feel about having two Valkyries on the same in the same company. I assume that one will have to change. Ring of Honor made a big announcement yesterday. They're celebrating their 18th anniversary with two big shows in Las Vegas this March. So the weekend starts on Friday, March 13th with the 18th anniversary pay-per-view at Sam's Town Live. There's going to be some huge matches involving some of the mainstay Ring of Honor stars on that one. And then on Saturday, the 14th of March, Ring of Honor presents ROH Past versus Present. This is where Ring of Honor are going to bring back stars from their past to face off against some Ring of Honor stars of today. Already confirmed for this particular event in terms of Ring of Honor past stars include Doug Williams, Homicide, Alison Danger, Matt Sydal, and Necro Butcher. There's some dream matches already being concocted here. Necro Butcher versus PCO, I feel like would be a bloodbath and one that I'm 100% here for. This is a really creative show from Ring of Honor. There's been a lot of talk about Ring of Honor over the last few months, and part of the discussion away from some of the more negative aspects has been Ring of Honor aware that they need to do something to change not just perception but to bring a crowd back in. They've got their free enterprise show coming up, which they're doing a free wrestling show, so tickets are free, go along and have a great time. So this is another part of that, which is going back into that incredible archive that Ring of Honor has and pulling out some stars. Now obviously quite a few of the guys who used to be in Ring of Honor are in WWE these days, so a lot of them are off the table. But Doug Williams, Homicide, Necro Butcher, Alison Danger, very much on the table. Matt Sydal, who is an independent star. I know he's done some stuff with Evolve. Very much an independent star. There could be some really fun matches that come out of it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Finally, Orange Cassidy is a guy that has divided wrestling fans since he turned up in AEW. He's been doing stuff on the independent circuit for a long, long time, but more eyes have been on Orange Cassidy since he arrived in AEW. Recently, we talked about how Mark Henry is a big fan of Orange Cassidy. I had a conversation with independent star and star of Game Changer Wrestling, Effie, as part of Desert Island Graps the other week, and we got talking about wrestlers that Effie is a fan of in 2020. And Effie brought up Orange Cassidy and had this to say.
Orange Cassidy has shown 1% of what he can do. When I look back at the 80s, it was patriotism and being healthy and being strong. And it was Hulk Hogan, take your vitamins and say your prayers. And in the 90s, you had Stone Cold Steve Austin saying, screw you, screw my boss, I'm going to beat up who I want. And there was that very 90s counterculture that was, we're bad now. We don't have to follow the rules. But when I look across people who are wrestling fans now, there is a great bit of apathy. It's all bad everywhere. Well, whatever. And that well, whatever attitude is something that people can get behind. When Orange Cassidy hits, I think it's going to be a mainstream massive hit. Orange Cassidy on Jimmy Fallon, Orange Cassidy appearing in movies, Orange Cassidy on the red carpet. I don't think they understand the amount of money they can make. And I don't even know if Orange Cassidy understands it. I joke with them all the time and say, I'm writing a thesis on you because you're going to be the biggest wrestling star in the world. And they may not even remember you wrestle. And just don't forget me when you get to that level because it is coming.
If you want to hear the entire conversation that me and Effie had on multiple other subjects, he was my guest on Desert Island Graps this past Wednesday. It's on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News. On the podcast feed later, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. Myself and Matthew Gregg are watching every episode of SmackDown and laughing our way through it. And I do hope you'll join us later on. Plus, on the YouTube channel, we have Raw graded and all the WTF moments from Monday Night Raw with Ross Tweddle as well. That's later on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.